Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now here's today's message.
Jesus eats the Passover meal with the 12, and he then institutes the Lord's Supper. During the actual Passover meal, it is recorded by John, "It is he to whom I will give this morsel of bread when I have dipped it." So when he had dipped the morsel, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. Then after he had taken the morsel, Satan entered into him. And Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that, because Judas had the money bag, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So after receiving the morsel of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. John chapter 13, verses 26 through 30. So it wasn't only Judas's bad thinking that led to Christ's betrayal, but Satan was actually behind the whole thing. And Jesus had him leave before instituting the Lord's Supper. And Luke tells us that after the Lord's Supper, Jesus said to the 11 disciples, "For I tell you that the scripture must be fulfilled in me," and he was numbered with the transgressors, "for what is written about me has its fulfillment." Jesus had to go to the cross, for the Old Testament had testified that it would be so.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back tomorrow with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.